A natural organic search. Follow us on Twitter and subscribe for notifications. Previous post. Seeking brand ambassadors for premium clothing brand for climate change and diversity for LGBT support Epipremna Muraeum, Devil's Ivy, Pothos, the most versatile indoor plant utilize 10 biggest ways to monetize on the internet using Nature's Uprise updated growing guide of excellence today. Enter your email address to subscribe to this blog and receive notifications of new posts by email. Email address. Subscribe. Dash. 10 guaranteed ways to grow money on the internet through monetization. In this blog post, we cover the 10 biggest ways to monetize and make money on the internet. Earn money online and turn your hobby into a career. The green scientist says okay to monetize on the internet. Learning how to grow money on the internet is important because it is future-proof and it takes most hobbies people already have and helps make money from them. Anyone can do it, any industry. In this post, we'll provide 10 guaranteed ways to grow money on the internet and examples of monetization and why they're so emblematic. Dash. Why is monetization important? I'm supposed to explain why people should care about this topic, but if you're already here, I think it is common sense, but if you still need convincing, let me spend minimal effort in persuading you. Monetization could have great applications on your families, finances, personal happiness, etc. For professionals, it has a great impact on profit, efficiency, and or customer satisfaction. Okay, now, let's jump right into the list. Greater than monetization, also spelled monetization, is, broadly speaking, the process of converting something into money. The term has a broad range of uses. Greater than. Greater than, read more on Wikipedia. 10 examples/tips/ideas/resources for monetization are. Dash. 1. Blogging/affiliate marketing. 2. Social media influencer/brand ambassador. 3. Podcasting, music production. 4. YouTubing, video production. 5. Online education. 6. Selling services, jobs. 7. Selling merchandise. 8. Web traffic and partnership deals. 9. Referrals. 10. Development. Dash. What is blogging and where's the money? The green scientist gets busy creating his blog. What I'm doing right now. Blogging is essentially website management. A long time ago it was just a hobby. But I'm going to have to do some research to see when people started making money from internet activities, because even if I pulled out Dreamweaver and showed off my ancient coding skills, it wouldn't matter. After all, it would be more time-consuming to maintain in the long run. Plus, having a website host like WordPress opens up more partnership deals and integrations with software to make visual editing well worth the investment. But that's still not making money. Owning a website costs money, not the other way around. And long story short. Regardless of how it gets manipulated, thorough understanding of how the internet works. You need to charge a customer to make money. Blogging just opens up many creative ways of obtaining a customer, whether they know they have been obtained or not, business customers included. Therefore, all the SEO jargon in the world will not generate a sale unless your content has value. I believe Wikipedia still asks for donations even though its writers are primary sources. The great part about blogging is you can write to your customers or explain things to them, like a discussion about your products or someone else's through a sponsorship deal or affiliate marketing. And now website management can be done from your phone, call it blogging. Every time someone visited your page, you earn money from advertising. Play a YouTube video or podcast episode on your page, you earn money. Every person you refer to signs up for organizations or other websites, you earn. Stuff like that. So be prepared for a lot of detail and a lot of writing. You might want to take up opportunities for freelance writing or publishing ebooks on your blog post in addition. Collect people's emails so you can send 1 million people an email about something connected to your blog. And so with blogging, you write stuff that people want to read when a lazy business owner sees your website traffic, that so of qualify you for a partnership deal. Now every time you mention LinkedIn, you are getting paid. And that will be the most simple and honest monetization through blogging you'll ever find. Everyone else explains it like it is some sort of SEO voodoo. Don't forget that some blog posts can be published or converted into an ebook for double the revenue. There are some websites out there to help generate more web traffic to your site. And don't forget to include ads on your website in addition to affiliate marketing links to collect money every time someone else makes money. You can also charge for paid membership pages or posts that only paid members can see. And collect emails for email marketing to drive traffic and increase sales even more. Driving traffic will be the key factor in blogging as it is the determining factor in sales. While getting a million viewers a day may not be realistic or achievable, having the goal should steer you in the right decision and how to direct the use of your time. Social media monetization blueprints. It's a non-stop party on social media for the green scientist. Monetize your existing audience. Market your best skills. Become a social media influencer. Create a remarketing audience. Create a Facebook group. Use social media advertising. Sell your products and services. Explore affiliate partnerships. If writing all freaking day is not your thing, try monetizing on social media. It has become a lot easier than the MySpace days, and it does help to have a business if you are going to collect 1 million or more followers invested in your life. And trust me, they get invested, especially now that everyone has it at the palm of their hands now, Obama phone or not. If you are more skilled in photography and graphic design, I would recommend social media monetization over blogging. Also, you gotta love being social. Social media monetization has become easier and more streamlined over the years. You can sell products or simply post videos or do live streams. Social media monetization has become so popular that websites are creating blueprints on how to monetize on each particular platform. Most of them require you to have a certain amount of followers or to do live streams. For business owners, this is an easy task to accomplish if you integrate social media into the business seamlessly. Social media influencers just have to look good and do modeling to get their numbers up. This will end up being a picture/video and live stream journey with the world that never ends. And remember, the world can see you, so no meltdowns or embarrassing posts. Creating content and being entertaining can be a hard and time-consuming fact to follow. You'll want to create a calendar and schedule your post to go out during the times when your followers will be online. You also need to engage with people for your post to get seen by other viewers. I say if you can get a million followers, which only celebrities can do, charge them $1. That's $1 million. This is why so many musicians are filthy rich. But do they know how to manage and maintain the money in question? Once you stop posting and streaming, your fan base will eventually fall off and the money will stop. This is a very temporary form of monetization. But again, music is forever, so better get those tracks ready for Apple Music. So how about making money through podcasting? Podcasting is basically your music version, non-music version of music. A lot of people look into podcasting to teach and to educate on certain topics. But it could also be to entertain. Each episode though has to get at least 50 views if you want to maintain and accrue sponsorship deals. Which is how you get the money. Some entertainers have a method of charging the listeners for donations. Which I think is the more lucrative way to make podcasting money. You almost want to prepare and design each episode like a TV show, occasionally doing verbal affiliate marketing and referrals while working out sponsorship deals. That is usually the part where it sounds like an advertisement, but it still is in the host voice. You'll also be gifted with the option to do video podcasting and invite guests to the show. The guest is usually free, but they mostly want to promote their stuff too, so allowing them to do so is the normal sign of respect. Unless this is just an interview with educational mindsets in play. If podcasting is not your thing, you can do music. Or both. Introduce your music through your podcast show. Again, there are multiple places to stream music, each listen gets you paid. If you make a hit single, people may play it over and over again, it might get played at parties and nightclubs by DJs searching for new music. Don't worry about having a sound like Beyoncé or any other artist, people get so tired of music they have to listen to new music on a recurring basis. Introducing a new style could get you a music deal, in which your music will be played on the radio, going outdated, and promoted so heavily you'll have to start collecting those social media follows so that you can interact with your fans about your music or sell them other products in the future. You can post your music on YouTube as well, make music videos, collect streaming money on every platform you can. Keep your viewers wanting more. YouTubing video production. Owning a YouTube channel is like owning and producing a TV show on the internet. We touched on this in every form of monetization this far. Make videos. Videos make money. This can be that podcast episode then being thrown on YouTube. YouTube is another social media platform with its own blueprint for making money through videos. Facebook has monetization for videos as well. Generally, any website that allows you to upload videos has a monetization program. Think of it as a monetary reward from the website owners for driving web traffic or viewers to their website by way of your videos. Looking at the world's top websites visited, I would say to stick with YouTube, Facebook, and Stube for posting your TV show, as your followers, if you get any, will want more content as they sometimes watch YouTube like a free Netflix service. And now they have movies on YouTube, so the chances of doing well and getting millions of views are slim. You can sell videos, you can do OnlyFans, pornographic, and even full-blown movies. It takes quite a bit of time to produce movies though. But they generally make more profit and are timeless, and so the money generated can last forever. Almost like all the writing in your blog post. If you are going with video production, I'd recommend classes on animation and getting a team or partner to work with. Depending on what you're doing, there are a lot of products on Amazon that people would love to see a video unboxing in order to influence their purchase. This style could get you a head start of viewer counts until you land a sponsorship deal with Apple or Google on one of their technology unboxing, as these YouTubers often get the products first, so the millions of people searching for the product can be collected during the interim that the phones or products are on backorder. YouTube careers generally take about 4 years to get going, so there would be a lot of time investment, and you need to have a special niche and a unique style that no one else on the YouTube scene currently has. It helps to be funny and make people laugh, or to shorten or condense a complicated topic into something easily understandable, for example. If you are shy and don't want to show your face, I'd recommend taking animation classes. Online education. Online education is a really big monetization platform. And we aren't talking just tutoring or YouTube videos either. People are educating people on courses and charging top dollar for certifications in things like SEO, for example. A course that can cost around $200. And charging for ebooks in addition too. Now back to tutoring. Teachers with degrees are charging around $40 per hour to get students in tip-top shape for things like writing or mathematics. Many wealthy parents are willing to pay these high prices to help their child get better grades in a subject they may not be doing well in, or even just for higher test scores. Here at Nature's Uprise, we transformed our tutoring program into a mentoring program to allow more contact and sessions with the Uprise coach, and also open the subjects covered to a much broader range. We charge a monthly fee of $20 per month rather than $20 per session. Sessions are scheduled and the Uprise coach has their availability posted online, which connects with Zoom and Google Calendar. There are more integrations through social media if you prefer to sign up for a session through Facebook. Selling services. Selling services is great. There is hardly any product. And you're mostly just charging customers for your time. It's almost like working a job, but choosing your schedule and your rate of pay. There are a few ways to go about doing this. One is a freelancer. You can post the services that you're capable of doing on a freelancer or job site, hunting for both professional and unprofessional, for lack of a better term, clientele. You can create your own website and promote it on social media, which some like Facebook and Instagram allow you to charge customers for services directly on their website as well. You can also just look for a job. Sometimes the services end up being equal or competitive with job salaries, since business clientele are the ones that can afford such services. Some apps that you download to your phone ask you to complete tasks such as running a certain amount of miles, posting a tweet, scanning your heart rate, or answering surveys for science, in which they will compensate you. Most of the time the compensation is through PayPal or Amazon gift cards. Selling merchandise. This is probably the easiest and most straightforward way to make money online. There are usually not enough of the product you're trying to sell though, so be prepared for a high demand for your items and take control of your orders. People don't really buy into creativity as they do stuff. People want to buy stuff, not some internet-based item in most cases. There are some gamers that will buy intangible items, but do you have a video game that you are selling on the App Store? No? Okay then. Find something that you'd like to create or sell. Get familiar with the shipping prices and cost to package and any other materials that you may need to send along with the item to ensure healthy and quality delivery. Structure your prices and shop around to see other people's prices for the items that you are selling if you want to get the most competitive pricing on the market. Try to do something that makes your product unique and stand out above the competition. Try to make your own website for selling your product, but put your listings on other websites, such as Facebook, eBay, and Etsy. Understand that the money you make is not officially yours until 30 days later. This is a good rule to follow, as you may end up having to refund and reimburse orders, possibly restock items, charitable contributions, advertising costs, sales tax, and charges from the website you use to list your items. Customer service is just as important as the quality of the item itself. Even without advertising, we can teach you how to make a customer and save the most money on shipping costs with special deals through our mentoring program. Greater than view this post on Instagram. Greater than. Greater than. Greater than. Greater than. Greater than a post shared by Nature's Uprise, at Nature Surprise. Follow us on Twitter and subscribe to notifications. If you have the creativity, you can take advantage of companies that allow you to create products on their websites, such as t-shirts, and they will handle the shipping process for you. You just have to handle the designs and make sure people would want to buy from you. Dash. Web traffic and partnership deals. One thing all the monetization pieces have in common is that they require one to build web traffic to work. People have to notice your content or see your page in order for you to have value. Aside from the mentioned ways, you could also build money through advertising on Google AdSense or WordPress WordAds. Fill up your website with ads or affiliate marketing links. Pinterest is a really good blogging website for this. Once you get enough traffic and increase your Alexa rank high enough, you can start partnering with companies in which you start earning money for selling their products. For example, you can become an affiliate for Grammarly, and each time someone clicks the link on your page to sign up, you earn more in your web traffic paradox. There are more complicated versions of these web traffic paradoxes that go hand in hand with blogging. As you can see, monetization is connected together with each other. This is how those bloggers end up earning $100,000 a year or more in passive income. Dash. Referrals. This one is pretty easy money. All you have to do is sign up. Then refer others to sign up. Many people do this in Facebook groups. It is not a permanent way to monetize, as most people already have a PayPal or Cash App account. If you have a million followers, again, this is some quick easy money. You can even connect it to your podcast show or YouTube series as an added bonus for watching the show. You can include it in your web traffic paradox if you want. Sometimes creating a bank account during event periods could reward you with $200. You will eventually run out of banks though. One note of advice, do not sign up for anything unless you have a referral. Follow us on Twitter or join the Facebook group for referrals on services needed for the blog, should you go into blogging. The Green Scientist sells merchandise. Developer. If you have the skills to program and develop an app or a game for a mobile platform, I'd recommend it over anything else. There is a lot of money in the gaming industry and people are willing to pay for intangible items. To be continued.